I'm Jeffrey Riley, and this is the Jefferson Exchange, and this is our Vents Day segment, our final Vents Day of the year. Your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. The topics on this New Year's Eve, fairly obvious. The top stories of 2014, in your opinion, and the old standby New Year's resolutions. Make a New Year's resolution for yourself or somebody else or maybe the whole world. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760. That's how you take part in Vents Day, 800-838-3760, or send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with the top stories of the year. There's a lot to talk about, both on the local level and in the broader world beyond. Does your vote go to the environment and climate change and the continuing evidence that it is getting late to make corrections? Or do you think the biggest story of 2014 was the series of police shootings in Ferguson and elsewhere and the response to those? Within our region, there's lots to talk about. On the Oregon side, you might choose the legalization of marijuana by voters as the big story. In California, maybe it's the drought that hammered the state. Considering both sides of the state line, maybe it's the big fire season we had, including the fire that destroyed 150 homes in Weed, California. All kinds of things happening in our region. We're just getting started priming the pump here. What's your vote for the top story of 2014? And is it the kind of thing that could also be a top story in the next year or beyond? Join us on Vents Day on this New Year's Eve, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. And while we stand on the diving board at the end of one year, hovering over the pool of the next, let's make some New Year's resolutions. They don't have to be just for you. They can be for us. Things you'd like to see Oregon or California or the United States or all humans do in the year ahead. Do you resolve to listen better in 2015? Eat less or maybe more beef jerky or tofu or something? Do you resolve that Oregon will be sensible with its newly legal marijuana in July, remember? Do you resolve that the human race will take bold action on climate change? All kinds of things to think about here in terms of resolutions for yourself. Do you resolve to be nicer to people? Do you resolve to walk 15 minutes a day or something? Or do you think the whole human race should walk 15 minutes a day? Make the resolution for as many people as you like. The sky's the limit. Dream big, give details, show steps, whatever. 2015, just hours away. What do you think? Top stories of the year and resolutions for the year. Let's start with Chris and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. I think the top news topic is climate change, and it comes up in the news in various ways, the climate march in New York City and the drought in California, and I think the typhoon in Philippines was this year, but anyways, there's so many events around climate change, and my resolution, therefore, is to do what I can locally to stop climate change. And I think it's all also connected with the fossil fuel industry. And so I want to do all I can to stop the pipeline in southern Oregon because it's connected to the bigger use, to the bigger topic of resource usage.
All right. So you want to stop the pipeline and climate change, of course, the top story of the year, in your opinion. All right. Thanks for that, Chris. Very much appreciate it. And if you're curious to know a bit more about the pipeline, the Mail Tribune this week is doing a very good series of stories gathering everything in one place. That's available at the Mail Tribune's website, mailtribune.com. That is the newspaper for Medford, if you live outside the Medford area. But a good discussion of the Jordan Cove export terminal for liquefied natural gas and the long pipeline, the 230-mile-plus pipeline running through it. In fact, today's piece is about the point at which the pipeline is set to cross the Rogue River. So definitely one of the top stories of the year. And, of course, in, was it late November, early December, the draft environmental impact statement came out. And from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and cast it in a pretty favorable light overall. But let's get your thoughts. What is your option, your choice for the big stories of 2014? And what is your choice for New Year's resolution for yourself, for your neighbors, for your family, for your neighborhood, for the human race for 2015? 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Pam and Dexter. Welcome back to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, I'm going to probably just echo what the last caller said. I think that climate change is the biggest problem all humanity has had to face since our history being here. It's human-caused, and every year that we drag our feet, we're in deeper, and the results are going to be more devastating. And, the Jordan Cove pipeline, it's a foreign company coming in to be exported to foreign companies, 200 30 miles, 300 families, lots of clear cut. I mean, it's just a disaster. There's no reason to do it other than the fossil fuel industry has huge clout in the political spectrum. So that's the real root cause of all of their dragging our feet is big business has got puppets as legislators. So that's our biggest problem, and anybody that doesn't think it's so isn't educated on the issue. And then my resolution is to help people understand that we're all environmentalists. One of the callers a couple weeks ago called me an extreme environmentalist, and all I could think of is how is it extreme to care for the basics for survival? And really, we're all environmentalists because we all depend on clean water and air and food, and that's what's all at risk with climate change. So I just really want to help people wake up to the situation we're in. And there's a lot of media sources out there that are going to tell you that we're all, you know, full of hot air. And I just hope people will do the research themselves and stand up and make a stand against these legislators that are speaking out for the fossil fuel industry.
All right. So climate change, another vote for the top story of the year and another resolution on climate change to get
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, Pam. Good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, taking your ventings, your polite ventings. You can vent your spleen on what the top stories of the year 2014 are as it draws to a close just in a matter of hours. And you can also make resolutions for the year 2015. What's a resolution that you would like to adhere to for yourself? It can be very personal. I want to get one more notch in my belt or something. You know, I want to get my belt that much tighter. Or it can be global, like let's all learn more about climate change or something along those lines. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your votes for top stories of the year and your New Year's resolutions, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. The Associated Press in Oregon just put out its list of the top Oregon news stories of 2014. Legalized marijuana, issue number one for the Associated Press. That was the top news story of 2014. That, of course, passed in the November election, and anybody over the age of 21 will be able to grow, buy, and possess marijuana for personal use as of July 1, not January 1. This is one you don't want to make a mistake on just yet. Marijuana legalization voted the AP top story for Oregon for 2014. If you're on the California side, what do you think is the top story there? It was difficult to find one collection of top stories just for California, since California is so big. They tended to be more regional, like what's the top story for the Valley? What's the top story for the L.A. Basin? Stuff like that. But let's hear your votes for top stories of the year. Again, marijuana legalization number one for Oregon. Cover Oregon also on the list. The disaster of what happened to the Cover Oregon operation, which was supposed to be the state's portal to the Affordable Care Act, never worked fully correctly. If you try to go through Cover Oregon now, you're referred to healthcare.gov. And you're going through the federal site instead. Gay marriage on the list in Oregon for top stories of the year. Oregon became the 18th state to recognize it. Sylvia Hayes, also among the top stories in Oregon this year. That's the fiance of Governor Kitzhaber. And all these revelations about the ways she'd been crossing business and personal work potentially showed up just a few weeks before the election and made it a much more interesting race than it might have been otherwise. There was another school shooting in Oregon this year. It was at Reynolds High School in Troutdale. That also made the list. Those are the top five thus far. A few more to talk about. Let's get your votes. Top stories of the year 2014. New Year's resolutions for the year 2015. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Sandy in Mount Shasta, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, hi. To me, I think the top story of the year is just how obvious it's becoming that our government is becoming increasingly dysfunctional. And also how people are starting to become aware of that and really starting to sometimes put their bodies in the street, which I think is the only thing governments ever really respond to. And my resolution is to continue to encourage adults to study child development, because I'm always looking for kind of a unifying theme to why things are so dysfunctional, and I've become increasingly convinced that it's because we don't really understand children. At least enough of us don't really understand children, and so we raise children with unrealistic expectations. They grow up to be frustrated people who don't really know how to function in an optimal way in the world, and that leads to pretty much everything we see.
All right, so the government dysfunctional is the top story of 2014, and your New Year's resolution is to encourage adults to study child development.
Yep.
All right, Sandy, thanks for calling. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Steve in Wairika. If I can get that button pushed. Okay, I need to get this worked on. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, thanks so much for being there for us, Jeff.
Sure.
My number one complaint would be, again, the government. It's overpowering its boundaries, overstepping its boundaries. If you will, in educating ourselves, there's this Illuminati who is controlling the government, these corporate elite personalities who've been doing this since 1763. They're destroying our government. They're taking over our world. Last Sunday, we had multiple lines of, chemtrails all over the sky, and now we have completely clear skies after weeks and weeks of rain. You know, I don't know if that's a reality or if it's just really the weather.
But, it sure sounds like the weather to me, but go ahead.
They can control the weather. They do control the media. They control your radio station, which is really saddening to me. I used to donate money every year, but more and more and more when you literally promote Obamacare, which the government has no business being in our health or education or our personal lives. The government is only here to protect us from outside forces. And they've overstepped their boundaries considerably in the last 60 years, and we're feeling the brunt of it. So
hang on a second. So just by reporting on it, though, you think we're favoring it?
Well, you know, I listen to you very carefully because I really, really, really enjoy your station. And I hear, thank God, a little bit more of both sides. And sometimes I really hear some good stuff. But a lot of it, your day-to-day rhetoric that goes on, seems to be more towards a Democratic side, if you will.
All right. Well, thanks for telling me. And then you're heading for a resolution here?
Yeah. My resolution in my studying and understanding how we can do this without fighting power against power, it would be us opening our hearts and becoming less mind control, but more of a heart control. I've been practicing this now for about 3 weeks, for a month, and it seems to make quite a difference when I try to come from my heart rather than my mind. And the intellect is what has gotten us to this problem. We've lost our heart, the energy, if you will, from the heart.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling. Very much good to talk to you.
Everyone to come from their hearts, and we can take our country back.
All right, thanks again for that, Steve. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about top stories of 2014 and resolutions for 2015.
Yes, I will not surprise you. I've resolved, somewhat like your last caller was saying, I resolved to keep nagging journalists to not just concentrate on the flash, bang, boom of the who, what, when, where, but start with why, and then take a deep breath and start filling in the who, what, when, where. Example, the police shootings, the age of people involved. Explore young people who are returning from the military and get one-upsmanship to join police forces. That's pretty common. The government gives them, teaching right and money for it. But nobody explores why these young people went to the military in a voluntary thing. What were they running away from or going to that they didn't get? What's in their mind or heart that wasn't resolved by going into the military when they came back? And a lot of them that are protesting and stuff because of our education and health system, the military couldn't accept them.
All right. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. So journalists should start with why is the big resolution for the year. Oop, and there he goes. And thanks for calling. We want to invite you to join us as well. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're asking you to vent your spleen politely on this week's topics, this year's topics, since we're ending the year here and now. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts about what the top stories for the year 2014 were. And then also, if you choose to go for the other part, or you can just go for this part only, tell us what is a good resolution, a New Year's resolution, either for you as an individual, for your family, for your social group, for the whole human race. It can go as big as you like. Your New Year's resolutions welcome here on the Jefferson Exchange, along with your interpretations of the top stories of the year. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. I did touch on some of the top stories in Oregon for the year, some of the national stories as identified by the editorial board at the New York Times. President Obama talking about restoring full diplomatic relations with Cuba on the top of its list. Granted, this is from 2 days after Christmas. Things might have changed a bit because there have been more protests of police abuses, more shootings in that time as well. Police brutality, the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, and several other cases since that time. Another big story for the year. The bombing of Syria and Iraq shows up on the New York Times list of top stories for the year. The Senate going Republican in the November election is one of the top stories for the year, and Putin invading Ukraine, Russia taking over the Crimean Peninsula and not looking back and not being urged to do so either, other than by sanctions, which you can argue are helping right now. They might have had something to do with the collapse of the ruble, the low levels of oil prices around the world. Russia not in good shape financially at the moment. Those date to sanctions. Your interpretation welcome. Let's hear what you think about the top stories of the year 2014 and what you make for New Year's resolutions for yourself or anybody for the year 2015. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's George in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you very much. Our government. We are blessed to have a government that cares. We are blessed to have a government that says in on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, and I'm sure you can quote it, is, give us your tired, your poor, your worn, your unwanted. We will take them.
Your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
There you go. And the other one is that the only reason for government is for the poor. The rich don't need or want government. They don't want any restrictions. Can you imagine having an airline safety panel running by capitalists, kind of like they have in, what is that, Java? Where's that from?
It went down near Indonesia. It's Air Asia, though, and I'm not exactly sure where it's based.
But in the process, they have no government regulations or less than we do. And the only reason, as I say, is we need government is because the poor need the government. The rich don't want it. And they give us the impression that all people want less government when the only thing that keeps us equal is government. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for that, George. And it has been something I've said as well in the past, is that when you get right down to it, the people who need the most services in America, the ones who can least afford to pay for them, and the people who can most afford to pay for them are the ones who need them the least. So something to think about when you think about the way government is constructed. Join us on the Exchange with your thoughts about top stories for the year 2014 and your choices for New Year's resolutions for 2015. The resolution can be for yourself, for someone else. Let's try not to make it like a prayer against somebody, but you can make a resolution for the whole human race, things you'd like to see happen. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange, but get into this conversation at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, email address jx@jeffnet.org. Ran across some silly New Year's resolutions online, as well as the standard ones for we resolve that the human race will go war-free this year, things like that. You know, shoot high. Certainly aim high for the things you want for resolutions. These go a little lower. These are like the awkward people's resolutions for 2015 from BuzzFeed. Things like, I will stop waving to people who are waving to the person behind me. I will not stand on the outskirts of a party looking for snacks. I will tell jokes confidently and not just drift off, mumble, and walk away. Another resolution, I will confidently shake someone's hand rather than holding it like it's a wet leaf. I will learn to tell the difference between the show social cues for a handshake versus a hug. These are the awkward people's resolutions for the year 2015. What resolutions are you making in your own heart or in your own mind for the year ahead? What are the things we should use to guide our behavior in the next 12 months beyond this day? Join us on the exchange with those at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. And you can also talk about the major stories of the year. Continuing through the Oregon list of top news stories for the year, we have Marcus Mariota from the University of Oregon, the quarterback, winning the Heisman Trophy. He's the first person from the University of Oregon to do so. Oregon plays Florida State tomorrow in the Rose Bowl, which is one of the semifinal games for the first ever college football playoff. So the champion will be crowned based on the game between the two semifinal winners in a week. One of the other top Oregon stories for the year, John Kitzhaber reelected as governor of Oregon, which stands in somewhat sharp contrast to the dust-up over the activities of his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes, Oregon's first lady. Death with dignity rose to the top of Oregon stories again this year because of the Brittany Maynard case primarily. Brittany was 29 years old when she moved from California to Oregon to take advantage of the state's death with dignity law. She had an inoperable disease and decided to end her life before age 30. That was back on November 1st, which brought more attention back to death with dignity and how it's used in Oregon. Other items on the Oregon Top 10 Stories of the Year list, the Christmas tree bomber, would-be Christmas tree bomber, we should say, Mohammed, who wanted to bomb the Pioneer Square Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland a couple of years ago, was really set up by FBI agents. There's still a discussion in that case about entrapment versus actual activities here. And the final story on the list of top stories in Oregon for the year, according to the Associated Press, GMO labeling. GMO labeling, a big deal in Oregon this year. And, of course, Jackson County voted for a non-GMO ordinance, which is now going to court, and the county will have to hold off enforcement, or chose to hold off enforcement until that case is decided. What are your thoughts for the biggest news stories of the year? What are the things that really stand out when you think back to 2014 and you think, wow, that has never happened before, or gee, I wish that wouldn't happen again. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts, top stories of the year for wherever you live or for the world at large. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. While you're at it, throw in a New Year's resolution. Other stories, top stories of the year on the list from the New York Times, the epidemic out of control. They're talking about the Ebola virus epidemic in three West African countries, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And, of course, there was one death in the United States. A hospital in Dallas had that situation where they mishandled the diagnosis of a patient with Ebola. Executive action on immigration, also on the New York Times list of big issues for 2014, where President Obama said shortly after the election that put Republicans in control of both houses of Congress, he would take executive action to forestall deportations, which immediately got the Republican members of Congress rather angry. Details of torture revealed. Again, this list on the New York Times is not necessarily in any sort of order of importance, but the torture report released by the Senate Intelligence Committee, known as actually just the executive summary of the torture report, came out a few weeks ago and revealed the level of treatment of some prisoners in American custody in the days after the September 11th attacks. Not a pretty set of conditions or circumstances, the kinds of thing nobody really want to have done to them. Defenders, including Dick Cheney, the former vice president, said that he'd do it all again, and it was perfectly warranted given what we had been through on September 11th. On the New York Times list, more states legalizing pot. That includes Oregon. That was Oregon's top story for the year. A minimum wage workers can live on became a big story in 2014 on the New York Times list. Vehicles of mass destruction because deadly safety problems in cars made by GM, Honda, and others exposed a deeply flawed auto system, writes the New York Times. Same-sex marriage, also on Oregon's list, big across the country in top stories. Justice reform. Reform at the Justice Department on the list. China's shift on global warming at the hands of President Xi Jinping and in agreement with President Obama. China changing positions on global warming. And reproductive rights take a beating finishes out the list of top stories for the year 2014 in the opinion of the New York Times editorial board. We've got a rousing discussion here again about top stories and New Year's resolutions. Thanks so much for joining us today and all this year on the Jefferson Exchange.